Racing.com. Racing's number one website has the value-added information not available anywhere else. Trainer and jockey stats, detailed pedigree data, exclusive brisk pace, speed, and class ratings, free memberships, free handicapping software, race entries and results, handicapper selections, and so much more. For a true picture of how the race will be run, discover BristNet.com, the official data source of the Kentucky Derby.
Well, first crop yearlings by Creative Call sold for an average of right at 5.5 times the stud fee this year. 8 went for $100,000 more with a high of $400,000. They look as good as their sire. That's a big start for Creative Cause, and it bodes well for a big future. He has everything going for him. He was a flat runner, a grade one stakes winner, and a millionaire. His sire, Giants Causeway, won over $3 million. He's topped the sire list 3 times, the juvenile sire list twice. His dam won grade one stakes and over $1 million. And how many horses that won a place in 8 graded stakes, among them the Breeders' Cup Juvenile and the Preakness, can make the claim that they met and defeated every horse they ever faced? Well, Creative Cause can. Creative Cause, grade one winner and millionaire, by a grade one winner and millionaire, out of a grade one winner and millionaire, siring great looking foals, and he stands at Mr. and Mrs. Bird and C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdreestud.com, call the farm at 859-873-7170, and keep in mind that the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Capital of the world. It's Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis on Fox Sports 1580.
And down the fence they come.
We'll talk about the horses.
Oh, far away, pulls away.
The people.
Here comes Jim Cam down the middle of the track now.
And the history of the thoroughbred industry.
And it's Trick Materials that wins the play 2.5 lengths.
Now live from Kentucky's bluegrass region, here's Ursel.
Good morning, and we're here at the, not the clocker stand, at the HBPA office over by Barn 28, the old stud barn, the old Whitney stud barn here at the Thoroughbred Center, and a dreary old nasty-looking day, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I like rain.
You do?
Yeah, it's the Irish jumping out at me. Of course, the Irish probably hate rain more than anybody, since they get more.
Yeah, that's... Yeah,
but I got to say something this morning. The is this the Sunday Racing Form has got the nicest cover.
You've got it over there.
Yeah, it's got a beholder, an eye of beholder, and it says the eye. It's very clever. The headline is Beauty in the Eye, which is, of course, Beauty is in the Eye of the Beholder. And there she is.
Yeah.
And that neat, that's very nice, very...
Who took the picture, do you know? They don't credit it?
Yeah, somebody, I guess, I don't know. I thought it would be Barbara Livingston, but I don't know. But it's a super picture. Very clever headline.
On the Saturday edition of the Daily Racing Form, yeah. And, of course, the Sunday edition is out. We're going to talk about that a little bit later, but it's all about the Breeders' Cup and the November sales, and it's packed full of stuff this week. You can't afford to miss that Sunday edition of the Daily Racing
Form. That is the Sunday edition.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just got it.
Same, one and the same. If you want to see Beholder's Eye, get the Sunday edition.
Yeah. It's very clever. I just like stuff like
that. And, of course, today is the last day of Keeneland.
Yeah, and it's the Thoroughbred Makeover show is at the horse park. Started yesterday.
Well, they can move that inside.
Thoroughbred's doing everything.
Yeah.
I mean, Western and English and jumping and not. It's really a great show.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do today, David Massad, who's with the North American Racing Academy, is going to stop by. Watched him work a horse yesterday, 5/8 a mile. He had a bullet work out there. Kid looked pretty good. And
yeah.
And I was talking to Dixie about it. Dixie runs the show, the show up there now, and with the North American Racing Academy, and she said, you know, when he came here 10 months ago, he had never been on a horse before. I said, well, I got to talk to this kid.
Yeah.
he must be a pretty good little athlete. Because,
oh, have to be.
Yeah, you know, but you know, if a kid's a good athlete, they can do just about anything, you know. So
yeah.
So I'm on. He was going to stop by. I'm going to talk to him, find out where he's farming. I thought maybe we will can say someday. Well, I knew that kid when he was just, you know,
you
before he started riding. So there you go. Anyway, he's going to stop by. I tried to get Jim Shank to come in and talk, but and he was supposed to call me, and of course he didn't. Typical Bloodstock agents. He didn't call me. But I don't know if Jim will come by, you know. But his wife Cassie is being award given the Joe Palmer Award next week, Wednesday I don't know where they're having it. That's one of the things I was going to put on there. But I don't know. I probably should have asked Kathy to come instead of Jim.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But he was involved with something but was that's in the Breeders' Cup, one of those races, I forget which one. And anyway, they were going to either work it today or yesterday. And if they worked it today, they probably should have worked yesterday because it's raining today. But right. Anyway, there you go. Let's see, Steve Moody, we're going to get in touch with him. He's going to give us the winner of the Pin Oak Valley View Stakes out of Keeneland today. That's the feature race. You know, they ran a futurity last week, and we had so many people on the show last week, I didn't get to talk about any of those futurity winners, so I'm going to talk about a couple of them, Little Tumbler, Battlefield, First Flight, you know, horses that I remember. And, of course, we have Jackie's announcements, and Steve Moody is going to give us the winner, I think I mentioned that, of the Pin Oak Valley View Stakes. One of the things I failed to do last week was announce the winners from the Thoroughbred Center, and there's a passel of them.
That's good.
So I'm going to do that right now in case I run out of time again. But here we go. Since this is 2 weeks' worth of winners from the Thoroughbred Center now. And starting on, of course, the 10th, Maria Pinzon won at Mountaineer. Matt Frazier won a quarter horse race at Indiana. Brian Michael won a race at Keeneland. Luis Jurado won a race at Mountaineer. Eduardo Caramori won a Mountaineer race. So Luis Jurado won another one, this at Mountaineer. Tommy Short had a winner at Indiana Downs. Scooter Hughes a winner at Indiana Downs. And Matt Frazier had another quarter horse winner at Indiana Downs. Scott Moran had a winner at Mountaineer. He goes down as Scott Moran now. Everybody in the world calls him Scotty. But anyway, Jim Rankin had a winner at Indiana Downs. Michael Ann Ewing had a winner at Indiana Downs. Jim Rankin had a winner at Mountaineer. Chuck Peary had a winner at Keeneland. Eduardo Caramori a winner at Mountaineer. Dane Kubinski had a winner at Indiana Downs. And Matt Frazier saddled his third winner in a two-week period up at Indiana Downs. He also won he currently trains mostly quarter horses, and he had won a big stakes up there, $75,000 stakes, too.
Good. Yeah.
So let's see. So far this month, how many winners have we had? 24, 25, 26, 27 winners so far from the Thoroughbred Center. So I thought that was pretty good. I had some other junk here I was going to talk about. In a pile of junk, wherever that is. Let's see. No, that isn't it. It's in the debris, in the debris over here somewhere.
Look here.
What? No, that's not it. These are all commercials.
Oh. Okay.
Where did I put that crap?
It's a family show.
All right.
Well, you'll have to do it later.
Well, you know, it's here somewhere.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. You know, I bought three books and four books. And, well, I don't see them. I was going to talk about a couple of things, but all right. We will forego that. I'll tell you what, Jackie, I'll do a commercial here, and then we're going to see if you can get a hold of Steve. See if you can wake him up, and I'll start doing commercials here. With First Samurai began his stud career by signing a graded two-year-old stakes winner at Saratoga in his first crop. He's kept right on going. He's already signed three millionaires, headed by the versatile Lee, winner of over $2,182,000, and scheduled to join his sire at Claiborne Farm after the Breeders' Cup's over. Lee was equally adept on dirt or grass. He won the Grade 1 Don Handicap, setting a new track record for a mile and an eighth. That was on dirt. His time was 1:46.4. That'll win a few for you. Won two graded stakes on grass, one at Churchill, one at Gulfstream. Won a placed in 10 stakes, four on dirt, five on grass, one on artificial. All 10 graded stakes. Five Grade 1. He was on the board in 16 of his 18 career starts. Highly consistent. By the most successful son of champion sire Giants Causeway at stud, Lee is out of a daughter of Galileo, considered by many to be the most successful sire in the world today. His dam, Stakes Placed Herself, is a half-sister to three graded stakes winners and two graded stakes producers. First Samuel I stands for $15,000, doing a full stands and nurses. Lee's stud fee, it's going to be announced after the Breeders' Cup. So for more on the Claiborne stands, just keep in touch with Bernie Sams. Give him a call, 859-233-4252, and see the website at claibornefarm.com. Well, you know, Hopeful Insurance, if we've been doing business, how long we've been doing business with? About 28 years now.
Yep.
And with Hopeful and Hopewell Insurance down in Paris, Kentucky. And you know that that was founded by Joe McLean on November the 1st, 1955. So it's been 60 years that they've been in the insurance business.
Wow.
Joe, you don't look that old.
That's a good one.
But he's got his boy, his sons helping him there, Ted and Jody. And I tell you what, you're doing something right when you have been in business for 60 years. And I'll tell you what, they've done it right with us. One of the smartest things we ever did is when we moved down there, was asked people about who we should do business with for an insurance company, and inevitably we had 8 or 9 people say, well, you do business with the Hopewell Insurance Company. And I've had a couple of little fender benders since then. They take care of it. I never hear anything about it. I was talking to Leroy in here at the HBPA office, and he was talking about some damage he'd had to his home. And I won't name the insurance company, but he called them. And it's been 3 weeks now. And they haven't done anything. When we got struck, our house got struck by lightning, Hopewell was there right on the job. We called them. That morning, they had somebody, an electrician there, to make sure that we had power and everything, and where we could cook, and that was about it. And then they had...
They kept the furnace on.
Yeah, exactly.
It was in February. Yeah, it was cold.
It was cold. And the next day, they had an insurance adjuster there, and the next day, they were working on the house. Now, you can't beat that. Now, I didn't have to make one phone call, and that was called Ted McLean over at Hopewell Insurance. And that's why service like that, that's why they've been in business for 60 years, and I'm proud to say that they're one of the sponsors of the show. And that's the kind of sponsor we want. And I tell you what, they cover everything for us, house, cars, barns, farm equipment, liability, you name it. They've got experience dealing with horse farms. Ted used to train himself. And I would suggest that you give them a call, either Joe or Ted or Joey over there. Here's their number. It's an 859 number, 897-2347. Or you can always stop by the office right there. It's right there on Main Street in Lexington. You can't miss it. 820 Main Street. So you just, they'll do a great job for you. And I absolutely guarantee it. Well, Include Betty has won in 2015 the Classic Grade 1 Mother Goose. Hip number 253 at Keeneland is the dam of Include Betty, and she's in fold a proud citizen. Of course, she's sired 2 winners of the Classic Grade 1 Kentucky Oaks. She's consigned by Indian Creek. She sells Tuesday, November 3, and she's in barn 11. With her, you'll find a half-sister to New Bay, winner of this year's Classic French Derby, and she's in fold exchange rate. And a half-sister by Medaglia Dodo to the Grade 2 winner Promenade Girl. She's the dam of Convorting, a Grade 1 winner this year, and she's in fold of Spitestown. There are also weanling fillies by the leading sires Curlin and Medaglia Dodo, both from running families. It's a great consignment. More to come. On Thursday, Indian Creek is offering weanlings. Fillies by The Factor, Midnight Loot, Bodemeister, Taylor the Cat, Algorithms, Mares and Fold of Lemon Drop Kid, Union Rags, Blame. The latter's a half-sister to Include Betty, that Blame is. And a racing a breeding prospect that's a stakes winner and graded stakes placed earner of over $304,000. And two young broodmare prospects. One of them a stakes placed daughter of Tap It. The other a stakes winner and graded placed winner of over $557,000. Now, you'll find those Indian Creek consignments in Barn 37. I don't know if that's the Thursday consignment at Keeneland. Indian Creek, You know, they've got a great reputation for raising and selling world-class thoroughbreds, one that they've earned down through the years. And that 2015 consignment more than lives up to that standard. Go to Indian Creek at Keeneland.
Want to learn? Visit Brissette.com/APR and discover why the APR has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations, and why a new generation is using APR online.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursula Ellis.
All right. Well, I have bright and early this morning. Steve Moody with me. Did I get you out of bed, Steve?
No, I haven't been to bed, Ursula.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, I'm glad I got you now because you probably headed that direction.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping you'd call early.
Okay. Now, next week, can you help me a little bit on Breeders' Cup Day with, give me the classic winner and maybe another race or two, something like that?
Yeah, we'll be doing all the Breeders' Cup stuff next week.
Oh, good, good. Well, we'll talk to you next week too. Okay. Well, it's the Pin Oak out there today. Pin Oak's what's the name of that ferry down there? They're talking about it.
Out in the Valley View.
The Valley View ferry. Yeah. Now I remember. If you're going to Winchester from that direction, that's how you go. You have to get on there and roll. All right. Steve, who's going to win that thing today? Big field.
Yeah, big field. 16 that were entered. There'll be up to 14 that can go. I guess the big question is whether it stays on the grass or not. Which I don't know how much rain you've had so far, Ursula, but the way they're talking, it could be it could come off the grass, especially with all the stuff coming up next week. It wouldn't surprise me at all. However, if it does stay on the turf, I think it's a real tough race either way. But I went for a price in here, Ursula. I like the Christoph Clement horse, Stormy Regatta, the 6 horses, a filly by Midshipman. The Valley View, by the way, is 1/16 on turf for 3-year-old fillies, and it's a grade 3. But Stormy Regatta has got six starts on the grass in her career. She got 4 wins and 2/3, and she's won 2 of her last 3. She's got a big closing kick. The last time out, the rider lost the whip, and that I'm sure cost her some. I got a new rider today, Joe Bravo. She's got a good work since her last start, and I think she's got a big shot in here. I think 12-1 is. I'd be very surprised if you actually get that if the race stays on the grass. So I'm gonna go with her. The 7 horse, Osaila, is coming over. Came over from Europe. Had a pretty good race in the Sands Point at Belmont. Finished 5th in there, and her first start in the United States. She picks up Lasix today for Todd Pletcher, for Andre Giroux, who's had a good meet, especially with these turf runners. He's got the mount, and she's 9-2, another pretty good price in the morning line. And then the 9 horse Tiger Ride for Graham Motion. It's a Candy Ride filly. It looks to be headed in the right direction. And I think if she moves up off her last couple starts, I think you got to take a long look at her. I mean, this is a very tough race. Ursula, Sunset Glow is the favorite in here at 4-1, even though she has yet to win a race this year. So, I mean, when you have a 4-1 favorite, you know just how wide open the race is. Should the race come off the grass, I'd probably look to the 3, Include Betty. She's got some good form on an off track. I would probably look on dirt anyway. I would probably go there. Hope it can stay on the grass and get this one in and get a few days off before. Of course, we get talking about more rain early next week, and I think hopefully by Wednesday it'll clear out of here. So we'll go with, 6, 7, 9 in the Valley View.
Yeah, they're talking about around about Wednesday, tail end of that hurricane coming in here, though, now. That was on the news early this morning.
Right.
But so hopefully they blow it, you know, the weatherman, you know, they're never wrong.
I saw some video of that hurricane hitting the coast there in Mexico. Boy, it was really something.
Ooh, that's not a very populated area. There's a couple of resorts up and down to there, I think. But I assume it's correct. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they kind of a little bit got lucky. If I understand correctly, is it kind of. It kind of went in between the two, I think it was Manzanilla and Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah.
I think it kind of hit right in between them. So hopefully because of that, it was kind of a rural, less populated area. And hopefully the two resorts didn't get as bad as it would have been if it would have been a direct hit, of course. So.
Yeah, okay. Well, who's going to win football game tonight?
Oh, I don't know. We've really struggled against Mississippi State here recently. I mean, we haven't beaten them since they changed coaches. And I was a little surprised and kind of disappointed to see we were big a underdog as we are. I thought that the way we'd been playing everybody kind of close at the game might be maybe around the touchdown, but when they came out with 11.5, and I think it's gone up to 12, sort of tells me that they're looking for the cowbells to do a lot of ringing tonight, apparently.
Yeah, that Las Vegas, they usually don't miss it by much, do they?
No.
I don't know how they do that, but, you know, they usually right there. But that quarterback down there is one of those. He can pass or run, and that's very mobile quarterback.
We've had difficulty with running quarterbacks, and then when you throw in his ability to throw the ball, it's going to be a tough, probably going to be a tough night for the defense. You know, they've got a couple guys out, which. Maybe will help us, but
so do we.
I think it'd be a pretty big upset. I think if they could pull it off, it'd be great if they could. But
it's a 12-point spread.
That's the last I saw. That's what it was.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Steve. This has been Steve Moody, who is the author of the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet, and his last day today at Keenan. And when does Churchill open?
Church will open a week from tomorrow.
A week from tomorrow. Well, we got a blank week?
Well, you'll have racing Thursday. It'll be Breeders' Cup Preview Day.
Yeah.
Thursday at Keeneland.
Okay.
And then day one Friday, and then the big day on Saturday.
Yeah. Okay.
And,
well, I'm worried about the grass track, the turf track, you know, with all this rain we're getting next week, you know. But anyway. All right, my friend. Well, thank you, Steve. You can go to Brisnet, Brisnet, .com and get the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet, or you can go out to the sell it at Keeneland or just about wherever they sell a daily racing form. So thank you so much, Steve. We'll talk to you next week. Appreciate you coming to help.
All right, Ursula.
Okay. All right. Well, Mizzen Mass has sired the winners of 3 Breeders' Cup races. Now, that's quite an accomplishment. He sired 7 Grade 1 winners. He sired a champion 2-year-old, a filly that went on to 3 to win the classics. But what I like most is the fact that Mizzen Mass sires hard-hitting runners that not only compete at the highest level, they win sprinting, they win going long, and they win on every conceivable type of racing surface. Mizzen Mass, the son of champion Sire Cozine, has a pedigree that offers an outcross to Northern Dancer, Mr. Prospector, and Bull Ruler Line mares. Winner of grade one stakes sprinting on the dirt and of graded stakes on the grass going long. Mizzen Mast stands at Judmont Farm. Home also of the proven grade one sire. First Defense, a graded winner by grade one winner by Unbridled Song out of Empire Maker's grade one winning half sister. Honest Lady, and she's by Seattle Slough. Fantastic pedigree. For more on the Judmont stands, call Garrett O'Rourke. They're in Friday, 859-272-7629. See the website at judmont.com. All right, Jackie.
Down through the years, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack have walked into a Sally van, and that, by golly, is the Breeders' Cup. Of course, on their way to win in the Derby or at Breeders' Cup next week, and yes, to a Triple Crown. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. Sally vans are always in tip-top condition. Person behind the wheel's an experienced driver and an experienced horseman. And that, my friends, is a winning combination. Folks at Sally Van wouldn't have it any other way. And that's why, for more than six decades, a Sally Van has been the safest way to the winner's circle. Give them a call, 859-255-9406. Don't forget they can service your vehicles, too, your diesel trucks and your rigs. So see the website at sallyvans.com and enjoy the ride.
All righty. Well, Daredevil, a grade one winning son of the internationally successful sire More Than Ready, is going to stand his first season stud next year. He's going to be at Windstar Farm, and he'll be available for your inspection during the November breeding stock sales. Daredevil won the historic Grade 1 Champagne Stakes as a two-year-old, posting a 107 buyer. That was the fastest two-year-old buyer at a mile in over 20 years. His buyer bettered those of Uncle Mo, of Scat Daddy, and of many other successful sires. Daredevil is one of 18 Grade 1 winners by More Than Ready, the sire of over 140 stakes winners worldwide, among them three winners of Breeders' Cup races. And Daredevil's female family is equally impressive. His dam raced the Wild Wind, won Grade 1 stakes, and produced, in addition to Daredevil, the winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. Raced the Wild Wind as a half-sister to Group 1 winner and champion King Charlemagne, to Group Stakes winner Mishaher, and to the dam of the Grade 1 Sprinter, Here Comes Ben. Stands for his inner stud for $12,500, payable when the foal stands and nurses. So what you do, you call Kyle Wilson or Sean Tuchel or Carolyn Walsh at Windstar Farm. That's 859-873-1717. Stop by the farm to inspect Daredevil and see the website at windstarfarm.com.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center and Ursel Ellis.
All right. Now, I'm going to do this, take care of my good friends over at KTA because, I need to.
You're supposed to.
I'm supposed to. All right. All right. These are Kentucky bred stakes winners from last weekend, or up into the week as far as that goes. The grade one Canadian International was won by Canuck Chase. That's a Lemon Drop Kid. And he was bred by Haskam Stud right here in Kentucky. Bye-bye Bernie won the grade two Neartic Stakes at Woodbine. He's by Bernstein, was bred by K&G Stables. The grade two $200,000 Matron Stakes went to Pretty and Cool, a two-year-old filly, one of 7 2-year-old stakes winners by Scat Daddy, and she was bred by Nancy Shuford. Scat Daddy, of course, stands at Ashford Stud. The grade two Futurity Stakes annual report won that by the deceased Harlan's Holiday, bred by Gainesway Thoroughbreds, right next door here to where we're doing the show. Annual report by Harlan's Holiday. And that's the Futurity, and we're going to talk about a couple of Futurity winners pretty quickly here. Now, the grade two Lexus Raven Run Stakes winner, Sarah Sis, by Sharp Humor, to a three-year-old filly bred by Catherine Renee White, DVM. The grade three Ontario Fashion Stakes at Woodbine, Cactus Chris by Cactus Ridge. I don't know where that horse is now, but boy, you know he gets some runners. I ought to bring him back. James Palafito and Tom Keegan bred Cactus Chris. The grade three Autumn Miss Stakes winner, Belle Hill, by Sky Macer. She's a three-year-old filly bred by Eugene Melnick. The Speakeasy Stakes at Santa Anita went to Toes on Ice. It's two stakes wins in a row for this 2-year-old from the first crop by Arch Arch Arch, who stands over at Spendthrift Farm, and he was bred by Lackland Farm. The Valley Forge Stakes at Parks. Trouble Kid won that. Another Harlan's Holiday. I think he had three stakes winners last weekend. He had, he was being bred on Southern Hemisphere time and died down in South America, Harlan's Holiday. Yeah. Big loss. He was started out over at Airdrie Stud, and then they moved him over to Windstar. Anyway, this one bred by Morris Floyd, Pat Farah, Dan Sujorka, and Dave Albin. And let's see, the Star Appeal Stakes in Ireland went to Hit It a Bomb, a 2-year-old colt. He's by Warfront, and he was bred by Mrs. E. Stockwell, bred in Kentucky. All right, now, so a couple of other things. I found those things that I couldn't find earlier, obviously. What stakes races today, graded stakes is this weekend. Out at Santa Anita, it's the Twilight Derby, grade 2. It's drawn on a field of 7. And, 10. What am I talking about?
Is Dortmund in that?
And Dortmund.
Is in something today?
I think he makes his return tomorrow, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Or if there's another stakes out there, if he's coming, I know he's coming back. I saw him in one, but he is not. It's not a graded stakes, and I just got the graded stakes
just
here. And of course, out at Keeneland today, it's the Pin Oak Valley View Stakes, and it's got a whopper field right now, 14 plus 2 on the alsos. Ooh. If it grows on the grass. Now, I don't know what will happen to it if they take it off the grass today.
Right.
Yeah, but there you are. And I don't know who's going to be favored in there. I think the favorite, Sunset Glow, is 4-1.
What did Steve say?
Well, he said that. That's the reason I'm quoting him.
Oh, okay.
He didn't pick her, but there you are. All righty. Now, mares bred in 2015, as reported by the Jockey Club. And how many are the total? 34,627 mares. And those are mares that were just covered in 2015. And so it is up slightly, but not much, a couple of hundred mares. They broke it down by the states. They bred... how many mares? 16,826 mares were covered in Kentucky, which is up about 3.7%. There were 2,890 mares bred in Florida, and that's down a little bit. It was up a little bit in California, 2,568 mares. It was down in New York. That's kind of surprised me, down 3.7% mares covered in New York. Because, they finally, after all these years, the program up there is great. They've been breeding a bunch of runners from New York, Of course, they used to breed a lot of them back in the 1800s and 1900s, but anyway. Let's see, Louisiana Downs, it was up slightly, but 1,494 mares covered. Maryland was up 788 mares, and it was down in Pennsylvania. That's another program that it fell off 22.5% in Pennsylvania, and that's because there's a threat, I think, of they're taking away the casino money. The politicians look at that and they want to spend it.
Yeah.
On something really important,
Moving right along.
Let's see, the top stands by number of mares covered is Uncle Mo, Scat Daddy, In the Mischief, Shanghai Bobby, Temple City, Munnings, Declaration of War, Kitten's Joy, Verrazano, Flat Out, Golden Sense, and Tisway. Two farms kind of dominate that. Ashford Stud and Spendthrift Farm. They know how to fill a horse's book out there, I tell you.
Oh, they're just hotter than firecracker right now.
Yeah, they are. Okay, well, Albertus Maximus won the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. Now his first full to two-year-olds, and he's out of stakes winner, plus another to place in graded stakes. He's staying at Shadwell Farm, and if you'd like to breed a winner to a winner of a Breeders' Cup race that's sighing first crop two-year-olds that are showing run, call Stallion Man at Kent Barnes over at Shadwell Farm. The number over there is 859-224-4585. Also standing at Shadwell is the grade one winner, De Hare, horse I like. He's by Awesome Again. Awesome Again, of course, has sired four Breeders' Cup champions. In fact, his partner has won more money in Breeders' Cup races than any other sire in the world. De Hare has already sired important stakes winners, and he's been represented by stakes horses every year since his retirement. Then, if you're looking for pure speed, look to Intadab. He's sired graded stakes winners at the sprint distances, and he, like Albertus Maximus and De Hare, also stands at Shadwell Farm. So call Kent Barnes. Here's his number again, 859-224-4585. Check the website at shadwellfarm.com.
Quillen Leather and Tack is located over in Paris, Kentucky. Third light in on your left. Take a look at it. Stop in the shop. They've got the most beautiful inventory of leather goods you've ever seen in your life. And, of course, they... How many thousands of halters do they ship out? Like 20,000 a year?
Over 20,000.
Over 20,000 a year, and they're beautiful. You want, don't buy plastic for your horse. Buy leather. For one thing, especially halters, if a horse gets in trouble and has to break out of his halter, leather will eventually break. But so... They've got all kinds, all sizes, foals through stallions and mares and turnouts and mare neck
straps.
That's a hard word. S-T-R. Okay. They've got shanks and twitches and unbelievably, in a couple of months, it'll be breeding season again. They've got stuff for your dog and your cat, rolled collars, flat collars. They've got black and stainless steel shanks, and they've got a terrific gift shop. And Christmas is coming up, so you want to get key tags and luggage tags and checkbook covers and everything. They even have jingle sleigh bells for your door. So you can't, if you're looking for anything in leather, Quillen, Quillin.com, or you can just Google it, and it'll take you right there.
All righty, and don't forget
Rooster Brew.
Rooster Brewery.
That's Ralph's Saloon down on Main Street in Paris. And it's open, what, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, is
yeah,
that right?
Yeah, uh-huh. They open about 5 every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
They have food trucks and all that good stuff and great beer.
Over 100 different kinds. If you can't find one in there, you don't like beer.
100 bottles of beer on the wall. You've got to remember that.
Yeah. So that's Rooster Brewery. All righty. Let's see what time is. Yeah, I got time. I'm going to talk about some couple of past futurity winners. Of course, that it's a grade two now, but it used to be probably the most important race in New York. And, oh, yeah, well, let me do this first. Well, I'm going to talk about a couple of futurity winners in New York, too. Uncle Mo and Shane, thank you, Ressie. Sit right here and forgot the folks over at Coomore. Uncle Mo and Shanghai Bobby they got a whole lot in common. Both won historic Grade 1 Champagne Stakes at 2 and went on to take the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile and an Eclipse Award. Uncle Mo is the nation's leading freshman sire. Got 4 stakes winners, 3 graded, 2 Grade 1 in his first crop. Shanghai Bobby, like Uncle Mo, was undefeated at 2, and like Uncle Mo, he has all the credentials to become a leading sire. He's by the superior sire, Holland's Holiday, sire 3 stakes winners just last Saturday, and a budding sire of sires. The successful young sire in the mischief is by Holland's Holiday. So be sure to take a good look at the weanings from the first crop by Shanghai Bobby out at the November sale. It should also be pointed out that another winner of the Champagne Stakes is Scat Daddy, the nation's number one ranked sire of two-year-olds. Last Sunday, as 2-year-old filly Pretty and Cool won Belmont's Grade 2 Matron Stakes. Pretty and Cool is one of 7 2-year-old stakes winners by Scat Daddy. Sire 23 2015 stakes winners, 13 of them graded stakes winners, 5 grade 1. Leading sire Uncle Mo, leading sire Scat Daddy, and potential leading sire Shanghai Bobby They stand at Ashford Stud, where standing champion sires is a tradition. For more on the stallions there, call the farm at 859-873-7088. See the website at coolmore.com.
Now, back to Horse Tales with Ursula Ellis.
And now back to the Futurity Stakes in New York. They ran it last week, and I wanted to talk about it last week, but I insist on talking about it this week.
Do it.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to talk about a filly that won it, and she won it in 1958. And she was bred by Mr. T. Owen Campbell right here in Lexington, his farm out on the Winchester Pike. You just cross over the interstate there, and it's right there on your left, a lovely home there. Preston and Anita Madden live in that now. And that was Owen's farm right there. Still a farm, it's leased out to various and sundry people now, I think. But the main residence there, gorgeous place, is where Preston and Anita live. And Little Tumbler was my Royal Note, and who's the son of Spicehome. That stood over Joe Metz's farm, out off the turn left at the castle going out to Versailles Road. What's the name of that road out there? I can't remember that. You're going out to Versailles Road and you turn left at the stoplight at the castle and go back up in that road. Shannon Run Road?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. Very good.
And anyway, that's where Joe Metz's farm was. He stood some pretty good horses over there at one time. Crafty Admiral was there. Crafty Admiral was a very nice stud. He topped the sire list by number of winners several years. And he was a top handicap horse himself. Lincoln Road was there. He died rather young. He was about With Pleasure. He was a son of He Did. And wasn't very popular because of his pedigree. He was a runner. He had been second to Tim Tam in the Kentucky Derby. And also second to him, should have beat him, as a matter of fact, in the Florida Derby. But he ducked out of over from a shatter at the 16th pole and got beat in a photo. And he led all the way in the mud and just got beat a half length in the Kentucky Derby. He was a nice little horse. And he won stakes. He went up east and won the Jersey Derby. And was a nice little racehorse, but he died real young. And, of course, Royal Note. Stood Royal Note was an undefeated two-year-old by Spicehome. Joe used to advertise him as the only horse of Nashua's age to give him weight and beat him, you know.
Yeah.
He did it in the Sapling Stakes at Monmouth Park. But Little Tumbler was a foal of, 1958. I went out with my dad, who was managing Dixiana at that time, and stood Spicehome. And Owen had a Spicehome filly out there that Dad wanted to see. So we went out and looked at the Spicehome filly and the Royal Note filly, which was turned out to be the Little Tumbler. And she obviously was the best of the two. And she was the best looking of the two. As far as that goes, my dad hated to admit it because he stood Spicehome over at Dixiana. But Little Tumbler was out of a mare named Fairy Dancer. By Blenheim the Second. And Fairy Dancer was unraced, but she had some really, besides Little Tumbler, she had a horse named Sleeping Tiger by Tiger, who won stakes, set a new track record, going 2.38 furlongs down at the fairgrounds.
Really?
as a two-year-old. Yeah. Her time for the 2.38 furlongs was 26.3. They used to run those two-year-old races down there.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the year at the fairgrounds. I was down there in 1956, and I got to see a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And they'd bring those things out of the bayous by Green Flash, and man, you couldn't catch them. You'd see depth charges and Green Flash.
Funny, yeah.
Everybody had Green Flashes. I must have been the only stud in New Orleans. In Louisiana at that time, you know. Well, they had some gas, I'll tell you that. But anyway, but Tiger stood over Timberlone Farm. That's Mr. E.K. Thomas's place, way out to Russell Cave, though. Fair Dancer also had a Burnborough coat that could run. Your typical burn board, just hard-hitting horse, placed in stakes, went 18 races and raced through age 9. And she was the dam of also of Sleeper's Jinx, who placed in the Hollywood Lassie Stakes. So she was pretty good. She was a grand dam of Actuality, who won the Hibiscus Stakes and some other stakes, and Sword of Song, who won the Red Cross Stakes up at Monmouth Park, at Red Cross Stakes named after a filly that by Delta Judge that raced for Dixiana Farm. She was a fast filly. Anyway, she was grand dam of Finery and ancestress of Unknowns to Me and Piracy, Blow the Whistle, and some. It was a good family all the way down through it. But anyway, Little Tumbler was won the 1960 Futurity, beating Globemaster. Now, Globemaster was a nice horse. Garwall ran third. He was too. But Globemaster, the next year, ran second in the Preakness Stakes to Carryback. And he was second in the Belmont Stakes to Sherlock. So she beat him in the Futurity that year. And she posted 6 wins as a 2-year-old. Set a new track record, incidentally, in the Futurity. And she won the Astoria and the Colleen Stakes. And she won the Alcibiades Stakes right out here at Keeneland. And then she ran second in the Matron Stakes, the Skylaville, and the Gulfstream Park Dinner Stakes. Ran third in the Spinaway. She did not win as it came back at, she didn't race at 3, and she displaced a couple of times as a 4-year-old. She also had set in that new track record for the Futurity Stakes was going with 1:16 and 3. They were going 6.5 furlongs that day. And she retired to stud. And they bred her first to Native Dancer, and she had a winner of 17 races. Then they bred her a filly to Native Dancer again, and she had a filly named Mr. B's Dancer, who was a winner, and she was a dam of a couple of stakes place horses, including a horse named Kirkpatrick. I wonder if that was named after, wouldn't be named after Arnold, he was too young, probably named after his dad.
Ha! Huh.
Kirkpatrick. Her third foal was Native Tumbler. Another Native Dancer, so she won 3. So she won stakes, placed in some other stakes, and was a dam of Silver Oaks, who won the Bowl of Flower Stakes and ran second in the Pocahontas Stakes. And then she was barren, and she had a Raisin Native. Boy, the bred are just nice mares and a nice studs. Named Native Cindy, was unraced, but she was a dam of Icy Cindy, who won the Straight Deal Handicap at Laurel and the very subtle Breeders' Cup Handicap at Laurel. Placed in some other stakes, and she was also the grand dam of Plenty of Light, who won the Spinster, and Cold Snap, who won a couple of stakes at Monmouth Park. That was she had 1972. She had a colt by Sukawa, S-U-K-A-W-A. If I'm not mistaken, he was by Barbizon, but Sukawa, I think Owen Campbell stood that horse. Didn't help him any, but he stood him. And then she had Precious Few, a TV Lark, who was unplaced as a 2-year-old, but she was a stakes producer. She had a filly named One Drink, who won the Derby Trial Stakes. And but that not the Kentucky Derby Trial Stakes. It was at Fairplex out in California. And she won a couple of other stakes around in Louisiana. And then she, that's the last folder she had, that was in 1974, after she was barren. And but anyway, that was Little Tumbler. I remember very well, she was a good-sized kind of rangy-type mare, and she was, at those days, she's registered as a bay, but she would, you could have called her brown. You know, she was more brown than bay. She wasn't a blood bay or anything like that, or the dark bay. She was just kind of a brown filly. But now, anyway, but she registered as a bay. So that's the story of Little Tumbler. And I'm sure that excited everybody.
I'm personally really excited. I'm personally so happy that you did that.
Where's my list of commercials now, because I've messed up over here. I'm missing a couple.
You've got one on the other. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Yeah. Spendthrift Farm. Well, I don't have one. I know where one is, though. I'd mess up a one-car funeral. Here we go. Well, Sunday at Santa Anita, the Speakeasy Stakes was won by Toes on Ice, a two-year-old colt from the first crop by Arch, Arch, Arch. Toes on Ice spent at 6 furlongs of 109 and 3 to win by 4.5 lengths over Street Vision by Street Sense, with the Blame colt, Blame It on the Law, running third. The Speakeasy was the second straight stakes win for Toes on Ice. He won the Barrett's Juvenile Stakes on September 20. Bred in Kentucky by Lackland Farm and trained by Bob Baffert. Sold as a yearling at Keeneland for $110,000. And then he RNA'd for $340,000 at the Barrett's March sale. Arch, Arch, Arch is also the sire of Next Shares, second in the Grade 2 with Anticipation Stakes at Saratoga. Of Go, No, Go, winner of 2 of 3 starts, and second in the Oklahoma Classic Lassie Stakes at Remington. And a maiden special winners at Del Mar, Saratoga, Keeneland, Delaware, Churchill Downs. At the races, his first crop two-year-olds have come out running. Now, that bodes really well for the future because Arch, Arch, Arch descends from the stamina sire line, that of Arch. Arch stands for 40,000 now. Chris S., Roberto, Hail to Reason. Grade 1 winner Arch, Arch, Arch stands for $5,000. You don't pay it until the foal stands and nurses, and he's eligible for Spencer's popular Breed Secure program. So I'll tell you what, you better book while you can, because this horse is siring runners. Call Des Dempsey, Brian Lyle, or Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030 and see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com. Lubricin and Reborn, two products.
I finally figured out how Ursel could take his Lubricin in the morning without spilling it. It's telling on you. He's supposed to take a tablespoon, right? He gets a tablespoon. And somewhere between the bottle and his mouth. So I got these little cups, little tiny cups for taking things like that. So now he fills up the little cups so we don't have lubricant. Anyway, just a handy little household hint for you folks out there.
You folks married to slobs.
Shot glass. That's what these are like, little.
Hey.
Little.
No, this
plastic.
One even measured it for you. You know, it's got, it says tablespoon on it. I mean, it's just half full, you know. I mean,
yeah.
The other one I had the tablespoon. The spoon itself I had to fill all the way to the top.
I know, and they were very flat tablespoons. It was pretty enjoyable hearing those Navy words in early in the morning. Nothing like getting up to Navy words.
Like ahoy and ships away.
Yeah,
and,
no. That's a. Yeah,
lift,
the four-letter Navy words.
All right. Well, I want to recommend Lubricin for that reason.
Yeah, there you go.
Tastes good, and it's. I'll tell you what, I endorse it. I take it every morning, and it works even better for horses. But if it'll work on an old poop like me, it'll work
that's
on
right.
horses, that's for
that's
sure.
Right.
And Reborn is another product, and both of them were developed by Dr. Steve Alday, and both of them, incidentally, are test-free. You don't have to worry about the spit box or anything like that. What Lubricin does is sustain the integrity of joint fluid, and it helps reduce the need for costly acid ingestions and those kind of things. And it's used by many, many top trainers. Anytime you see something that Todd Pletcher or Tony Dutrow or Jerry Hollendorf or Mike Merker saddle a horse, you know that that horse is running on Lubricin. And I tell you what, I use it, like I say, and it's a great product. And it's used by a whole lot of influential people and great trainers. And they don't mess around. They use it. Now, Reborn is it's natural bovine colostrum, and it's safe. It's also easy to use. It's used as a dietary supplement for horses of all ages, starting with foals. Now, remember that during the breeding season, or if you're breeding on, you know, foaling up here on Southern Hemisphere time, because it strengthens the foal's immune system immensely while he's nursing on the mare because of its high concentration of growth factors and antibodies. And that's what you want to do, is keep them from catching things, you know, and it builds up the immune system and offers a quicker recovery from physical challenges. And that's Reborn. Now, they're great products, both of them. And Dr. Steve Alday is a renowned veterinarian. He's practiced all over the North America and a bunch of fine horses here. Oh, I believe I got my interview coming in right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be with you, right with you.
Looks like a rider.
Looks like a rider. Okay, anyway, it strengthens the immune system, and I would recommend them. Here you go. You go to lubricin.com, L-U-B-R-I-S-Y-N.com, reborn.com, and you can buy it at Old Friends, the KBC in Lexington, our Horse Sense over in Versailles. All righty, where are we? Oh, okay. I have
Pin Oak.
Pardon?
Pin Oak.
Pin Oak?
Today's Pin Oak Day.
Okay, I covered up Pin Oak. Here it is. I'm all messed up over here.
It stays that way, so there's no surprise.
All right, well, Cowboy Cal is the nation's third-ranked third-crop sire. The only third-crop sire with more than 2015 stakes winners than Cowboy Cal is Pioneer of the Nile. Now, that's, my friend, is pretty good company. Cowboy Cal is a multiple graded stakes winner and a millionaire. He's by champion sire Giant's Causeway. And he stands at Pin Oak Stud, home also of the Stallions Alternation and Broken Vow. The first foals by Alternation are weanlings, and we encourage you to look for them at the November breeding stock sales. They're superb individuals, just like their sire. Now, Alternation is a multiple graded stakes winner and millionaire by champion sire Distorted Humor. Out of the hard-hitting race mare Alternate, she's by Seattle Slough. Now, Alternate won a place in 10 stakes, 5 graded, and earned over $550,000. Alternation descends from the same female family as Broken Vow, his stablemate at Pin Oak Stud. Now, Broken Vow, in addition to siring 61 stakes winners and some 119 stakes horses, his broodmare sire Run Happy, who goes next in the Breeders' Cup Sprint. So for more on the Pin Oak Stallions, call Clifford Berry and Nancy Stevens at 859-873-1420 and see the website at pinoakstud.com.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursa Lele.
All right. What are you looking at over there, Jackie? You want to do something to get us to the top of the hour?
Sure.
We've got a couple of minutes, and then we're going to have David on over here.
Yeah, okay.
Are you in a hurry, David? You got a horse to work?
Yeah, two more left.
Two more.
Do you
two
have to work left. Right after the break? Come on.
After this.
After this?
Yeah, after this.
Well, I'm going to keep you on till 11 now.
No, I'm
teasing. I'm teasing.
Okay,
how many minutes? He just blanched.
Okay, well, let me throw in a rerun here. After the finish line and rerun, Breeders' Cup win place and show Monet Auction. This is for rerun. It starts October 25th through November 1st. Now, the Monets are pieces of art that they go to the horse, put a little paint on his nose, watercolors, and the horse mushes around on it and that kind of stuff. And they also put a hoof print on it. They have Beholder, how about that, American Pharaoh, Awesome Again, California Chrome Curlin, Ghost Zapper, T-Wits, Medallia d'Oro, Mucho Macho Man, Stephanie's Kitten, Tis Now, they've got wonderful things. These are great. So that starts tomorrow. Go to stores.ebay.com and look for Rerun Shop.
Now, all the money from that goes to Rerun.
To Rerun, Lisa Malloy, who is genius.
Michael Blowen, incidentally, is not here today. He's out giving a talk somewhere. Very much in demand.
Right, but he's not Rerun. He's old.
No, I understand but I just had
to mention.
Usually Michael's
looking
on the show, and we just explain why he wasn't on.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'd call him on the phone, but I don't want to be bothered.
Thinking of working with racehorses one day? Bluegrass Community and Technical College is NARA, North American Racing Academy. And if you want a job on the ground, you want a job on a horse, this is the place you go. Visit bluegrass.kctcs.edu. Oh, listen, just North American Racing Academy, and you'll get all the information. When you come out here, come up to the biggest, tallest barn on the place, and you'll find NARA and the people that participate. And if you think that's for you, it's a great opportunity. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to a young man here from this participating in Nauer in just a couple of minutes here. All right, well, Awesome again is the sire four Breeders' Cup champions. He's the leading active sire by money earned in Breeders' Cup races and the only Breeders' Cup Classic winner to sire Breeders' Cup Classic winner. Of course, that's the mighty Ghost Zapper, elected to Racing's Hall of Fame, and now, like his sire, numbered among the nation's elite sires. Besides Ghost Zapper, Awesome again has sired two winners of the Breeders' Cup Distaff and a winner of the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. He has sired 14 Grade 1 winners. In fact, he sired more Grade 1 winners on the dirt than any other stallion in the world. Awesome again stands at Edina Springs, Kentucky, and you're invited to inspect the stallions there. Just call for an appointment. There will be an open house during the sale on Saturday, November 7th, and Sunday, November 8th, from 10 until 2. No appointment is necessary during that time. So go see the stallions, including Point of Entry, winner of 5 Grade 1 stakes, and the most accomplished son of Dynaformer. The first foals by Point of Entry weanlings, and you'll have an opportunity to see them at the sales. For more information on the Edina Springs Stallions, call Cormac Breathnock or Jack Brothers at 859-987-1798, and see the website at edinastallions.com.
Fox Sports 1580 is available everywhere you want to listen on our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now. WWTF Georgetown, Lexington.
Well, first crop yearlings by Creative Call sold for an average of right at 5.5 times the stud fee this year. The eight went for $100,000 or more with a high of $400,000. They look as good as their sire. That's a big start for Creative Call, and it bodes well for a big future. He's got everything going for him. He was a flat runner, a Grade 1 stakes winner, and a millionaire. His sire, Giants Causeway, won over $3 million. He's topped the sire list three times, the juvenile sire list twice. His dam won Grade 1 stakes and over $1 million. And how many horses that won are placed in eight graded stakes, among them the Breeders' Cup Juvenile and the Preakness, can make the claim that they met and defeated every horse they ever faced? Well, Creative Calls can. Creative Calls, Grade 1 stakes winner, a millionaire, by Grade 1 stakes winner, a millionaire, out of a Grade 1 stakes winner, a millionaire, stands at Mr. and Mrs. Bird and she owns Airdrie Stud. See the website, airdriestud.com. Call the farm at 859-873-7170 and keep in mind, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursula Ellis.
All righty, well, we're starting the second hour of this now, and I have David, am I pronouncing your name right, Musad?
Musad, yeah.
Okay.
David Musad.
And watched you work a horse, David, just Friday. Yep. Watched you work a horse going 5/8 of a mile.
Yep, Big Joe Gandy.
Is that who that was? Whose horse was that?
That was Francois's horse. He's the barn manager.
Oh, okay. All right. And I think he went 101 and changed. I believe he had the bullet work that day.
He did.
Did he?
Yeah, I was pretty stoked on that.
Yeah. Okay. David, I noticed doing the work. What did you feel at first 1/8 of a mile?
I knew we were going quick. I knew we were going quick. And Dixie, my trainer, she told me, you know, to get it in a specific time. So I was just trying to get him up there, you know. And coming up past the up to the wire, you know, he started to like slow down on me a little bit. So I pushed him harder and harder, you know. And I didn't think I had 101, but.
Yeah, he went 101. I knew he got a little tired.
Yeah,
the last 8th of a mile.
Well, what was the first 8th that you were talking about?
11-3.
Oh, okay, there you go. That'll do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were going quick.
Yeah, it was a good car. It's a horse can run a little bit, though. It was a really nice way. Well, anyway, Dixie was there. You were just talking about Dixie. And I said, I watched you ride. And I said, Dixie, who is that on that horse? And she told me it was David Musad. And I said, well, I got he can ride a little bit.
Yeah.
And she said, you know what? 10 months, he's been on the program 10 months. He's with the North American Racing Academy. And when he came to us, he'd never been on a horse of any kind other than a merry-go-round.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. What in the world made you decide to take on such a interesting career?
I just went for it, you know. I mean, I was doing graphic design and a lot of that, like clothing and whatnot in San Diego. So,
You're from California?
Yeah, I'm from
San Diego. Okay, go ahead.
So, I was working at a horse ranch and I just got interested in it. And then they sent me out to Del Mar. And a lot of the jockeys out there were like, hey, you know, you should go for it. Mm-hmm. You know, so
next what jockeys touted you out there? Anyone in particular?
No, I don't remember their names really. Like Juan Ortiz, I think, was
okay,
one of them.
Okay, all right. But you had never been on a horse.
No, never been on a horse. And my first grade teacher actually told me I should be a jockey. So that kind of just
that kind of stuck with me.
What the hell did you win in first grade?
Right. I was always small.
Yeah.
You know, and then I grew up on dirt bikes, and I was racing dirt bikes for a while up until high school. So I was always, you know, into athletic things.
Yeah. It figured, you know, for you to catch on that quick, that you had to be a pretty good athlete.
It's been an amazing program. I love it.
You do,
yeah?
Well, when you came to Kentucky, well, let's get to go back a little bit. Was your family interested in racing or anything?
Honestly, no.
No?
You know, my parents, when I told them I wanted to be a jockey, they tried to talk me out of it, but they support me.
Uh-huh. That's good.
Yeah.
Do you have any brothers, sisters?
I do. I have a younger brother and older sister.
Is he, are they small?
They're actually not. My brother is taller than me. And
you're the lucky one.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, you're the runt of the litter.
Yeah, I'm the runt.
How many brothers and sisters you have?
Oh, just one. Just one younger brother and an older sister.
Okay.
One of each.
Now, you said you were in graphic design?
Yeah. I still do it on the side.
Oh, you do? So what does that entail? Tell me about that a little bit.
I do, you know, logos, business cards, brochures, like whatever people really need.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're still doing it?
Yeah,
I can still do it.
You're still doing it?
You do silks for people?
Like, no, I haven't done silks.
That's a good thing to do around here. Cool. People put them on their cars and, you know, on their clothes. Really and truly, pick up some money doing that. I think that's an excellent idea.
Yeah. All right. Well, how did you hear about the program?
Honestly, I just looked it up, you know, trying to see if they had jockey schools. And I saw this one, and it was in Kentucky. And I just sat my parents down, told them all about it, you know. And luckily, I had their support to really help me and get things moving.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yep. I did a lot of it online because it was just, you know, easier for me being in San Diego. So I got done with, like, a lot of the general classes and whatnot.
Oh, good.
And then when it came time to ride, Remy sent me an email and said, hey, you know, you got to be in Kentucky at this time, you know.
Good. So when did you get here to start riding? Did you say 10 months ago?
January 7th, I believe.
Oh, nice weather.
Yeah. That had to be a culture shock for you, right?
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
That's terrible. Have your parents been here to see you ride?
No, not yet.
Ooh.
I sent them videos and pictures.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good.
Well, you should have had them take you yesterday, but you know, that was kind of an impressive performance.
Yeah, you can have somebody Skype them for you.
A lot of riders go through that school, and you look good on a horse.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you got a way to go yet, but you go.
Long way to go.
Yeah.
So how many credits and stuff, how long are you... Like, are you first year, second year?
I'm a second year. Yeah, the program's 2 years, and you start riding. Then usually have, like, the riding starting, you know, in January. And we did a lot of shed row work, you know, getting used to our hands and positioning and whatnot. And then they moved us out to the field.
Yeah.
And that's when I started riding a few of the tougher horses and getting the hang of it. And then... once we started going to the little track every day, and then they moved us on to the big track, and now
that's
it's
a big deal.
Down. Yeah,
getting to the big track, it gets awful narrow, doesn't it?
Now, how many times have you come off?
there was a week here not too long ago that it was like every other day.
Oh,
it was pretty rough, but honestly, not too many times. For the most part, I can stay on.
How many horses now do you work on an average day now?
9 horses. I got 9 sets.
Wow.
All of them up here.
I got 5 for Jeff.
For who?
Mulcahy.
Oh, you get on horses for Mulcahy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, listen, he's got some
He's got some nice stuff.
Well, he teaches me a lot. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's got the Firestone horses. You know, he's got some highfalutin clients up there.
Yeah, he is.
And he's pretty demanding, so you...
He is. He'll get on you. He will get on you.
Oh, yeah.
He's
nice guy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, when you talk to him next, you know, he's Irish.
Yeah.
But, actually, he was born in Australia.
Really? I should make fun of him for that.
So next time you talk to him, call him Sydney.
If he gets on, you say, look, Aussie. You know.
Oh,
wait a minute.
It might backfire on me though.
You don't want to do that. You can blame it on her.
You can do it on your last day here. say so long, Sydney.
how much do you weigh? What do you weigh?
Right now I'm at 111.
111. What size is your vest? That's a tiny little vest.
This vest is getting kind of loose on me.
Oh wow. Yeah.
I don't know. I bought this vest.
I've got a vest. I could make four of those. Three you've got out of mine.
Right.
What's the favorite part you like? You like the breezing?
Breezing's fun. I love it. I like the gate. The gate's pretty fun. Just riding overall, you know, waking up.
Just like horses, huh?
Knowing that you get to ride.
Yeah.
That's it, isn't it?
Now, what were you doing with horses? And you said you were working on a farm.
I was just really mucking. When he saw us feeding, you know, just general care of them. I wasn't doing any riding.
Yeah. Whose farm was it out there?
She leased a bunch of horses for people, you know. They were housed out there.
Uh-huh.
And she, like, taught smaller kids. Well,
oh, okay.
Younger kids.
Okay, sure.
So I saw a lot of that. And then when it came time to come into the program, I actually asked her for some lessons, but she was always busy, you know. I got on maybe a few times in a paddock, but it was
up,
nothing
down,
like
up, down.
Yeah,
up,
exactly.
Down. That part, yeah.
The posting.
That's great.
Now, in this school now, you don't have to, because some of those kids up there are big. There's not many of you come here to become riders.
I mean, there are a few of us, you know. My class, we probably have four riders.
Yeah.
Good. Five riders.
And how many in the class?
We started pretty big, and then it just kept crunching down from there. And some people went on to the horseman pathway, you know?
Yeah.
Doing that. And those kids are actually, they're killing it, you know? They leave here and they get really good jobs.
Do they?
Yeah, with trainers and just being like Elle with Joe Sharp, you know?
She's
an assistant trainer. And
oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
he wins a lot of races.
And, of course, the jockey school helps you get in contact with
definitely.
These people. That's
the coolest part about it, I think.
Yeah.
You know, they have so many
connections. They know everybody. Of course, Chris McCarron knows everybody.
Yeah, he's a good
guy. I mean, really. He can.
Yeah, well, they.
Remy Bellick, Dixie. You know.
Yeah, Remy, sure.
I bet you you're looking for a trainer in California.
I am. I'm working on it.
Get out of this winter. Right.
Yeah, it's kind of a nasty winter last winter coming in here.
That was rough.
So how many months more do you have till the spring? Or
for classes? I mean
riding. How long can you or will you be?
Oh, riding wise? I mean, they just got me my exercise license, you know, they said it was time. And you know, I just hop on a few sets for Mike S's. After Jeff, and I hop on Francois's horse, Joe.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I'm not really hopping on the school horses anymore, you know?
I bet not.
Yeah, but...
Now, did they let you get paid for that? For getting on outside horses, you know?
Yeah, Jeff paid me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
Yeah, we used to use riders' kids. We paid them.
Yeah, well, oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. But some of I think Mike's horses, he's got some kind of a deal. He puts up horses and.
Yeah, yes, you know.
Yeah.
Probably kill us.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Get you some extra spending money.
He had a really good old horse, Mike did. Commergen.
Yeah.
Do you remember Commergen?
He's still up there.
Is he up there? Yeah. Is he going to be able to make it back? I know
he will, you know. He just needs some time off.
Yeah. He won his won a steeplechase race. You
he
know?
Did, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, it couldn't beat that old horse going 2 miles. Yeah. I mean, he
came
went
all
up
way from the back.
Yeah.
Yeah. We used to run long like that, and the we trained him long, and the rider would come back more tired than the horse.
From holding
you do that for 2 miles and see how you come.
Well, we had to train them to come along, run along with these horses. We bred themselves. None of them had any speed.
Yeah, exactly. Go long enough, you can beat people if you train them.
Yeah, we won races doing that.
Yeah, well, it's
you know,
fun.
Train them to run long, and the horses die in front of them. You know, and you catch them.
Yeah.
Here we come, honking along, coming.
Play, yeah.
Yeah.
Two-minute looking.
Yeah.
Well, you're looking forward to graduating and going out and getting...
Most definitely, yeah. You know, just I've been meeting so many people lately and talking to so many people, and it's amazing, you know, what opportunities lie ahead of you and what you have to look forward to. And, you know, you just keep working hard and stay persistent, you know, and... Just have a good attitude about it every day. You know?
Not only that, you're getting college credit for this.
You're right.
Yeah, for doing something you love. Do you work out a lot?
Yeah, every day.
Every day, yeah. That's good.
That's how you keep your weight down.
You have to be strong. I notice you've got strong-looking hands. Big, strong-looking hands are the biggest part. That, you know, you need that. That's really good.
To grab them.
So. Mm. Excellent. All right. Well, we wish you luck. When do you think, when will you be done? When will you go out on your... Do you have any idea?
I mean, I have till the end of this semester, which ends December.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Good luck.
January.
Good luck and stay in touch.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Yeah. And thanks for stopping by this
morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, we love to follow you.
Yeah, see, well, somewhere down the line, you know, when you ride a Derby winner, we can say, well, I knew that kid wins.
Yeah, send us a win picture and we'll put it up in a clocker stand. That's fun. I'm sure they put them up here.
They do.
Oh yeah, they have a bunch of them in the office.
Yeah, that's fun. Well, good. Well, good luck to you.
Well, thanks. It's nice meeting you.
You too.
Come back and see us.
Yes.
All righty. Let me pay some bills here. Back to my commercials. Well, 1 Samurai began his stud career by siring a graded 2-year-old stakes winner at Saratoga in his first crop. And he has kept right on going. He has already sired 3 millionaires headed by the versatile Lee, winner of over $2,182,000, and scheduled to join his sire at Claiborne Farm after the Breeders' Cup. Lee was equally adept on dirt, grass, won the Grade 1 Don Handicap, setting a new track record for a mile and an eighth on the dirt, 146-4. Won 2 graded stakes on the grass, 1 at Churchill, 1 at Gulfstream, winner placed in 10 stakes, 4 on the dirt, 5 on grass, 1 on artificial. Yeah, all ten of them were graded stakes, including 5 grade 1. He was on the board in 16 of his 18 starts by the most successful son of champions, our Giants Causeway at stud. Lee is out of a daughter of Galileo, considered by many to be the most successful sire in the world today. His dam stakes placed herself as a half-sister to 3 graded stakes winners and 2 graded stakes producers. First Samuel stands for $15,000 doing a full stands in nurses. Lee's stud fee is going to be announced after the Breeders' Cup. For more on the Claiborne stallions, call Bernie Sams at 859-233-4252 and see the website at claibornefarm.com. All right, I want to talk about my good friends Hill and Reagan Parker, who have been in the real estate business for over a dozen years now. It doesn't seem possible, but there you
are.
They're too young.
I don't know. I must be getting older quicker.
But they're horse people, and they've helped a lot of horse people in doing the horse business, real estate business. And, of course, Hill trained for many years, still does. Did a dibble-dabble every now and then, but got a couple of horses that he trains. Wins races, too. Good horseman. He was an A-level pony clubber. That's about as good as you can get. That's where Olympic riders come from. But anyway, they're in the main business is real estate business, and got a great website. They always have excellent listings on that website. Got property for listed right now as we speak in Bourbon, and that's where you want to go. That's a great county. Fayette, Jessamine, Woodford, Scott, Clark County. We have an outstanding variety of locations, sizes, and even more important, prices. And if you're looking for a farm, they can find just the perfect farm for you. Then they'll keep looking until they do find it for you. The price is just what you want, and the size is what you want. They just get exactly what you're looking for. If you want to list your farm, I'll guarantee you won't find any people that will work harder for you than Hill and Reagan Parker. They've got farms for sale all over. One night up here in Humid. Let me look for a Parisman over here. Let's see. Here's one on Hume Bedford, but that's in the Lexington area. Here's one. They've got a part of the old Forest Retreat farm for sale.
Yeah, that's pretty up there.
They're getting a lot of new farms up that way.
Yeah, they are.
That road is now 4-lane.
Yeah.
Up there, and it's easy to get to.
Yeah, it's a 40-acre farm and with a 12-stall barn and a manager's house in a custom-built 3,940 main residence. It's an absolutely gorgeous place. Raised a couple of Derby winner and an Oaks winner right on that property. So I would take a look at it and, but anyway, just the people you want to call is Hill and Reagan Parker. Here's your phone number, 859-608-8039. And here's their website. Now, I'd go to the website in case you can't remember the phone number. You can pick it up right there. It's LexHorseFarms.com. LexHorseFarms.com. And it's a fun website to go to. You can go in there, kind of a wish book kind of thing, you know. That's Hill and Reagan Parker. LexHorseFarms.com. Well, if you're in the market for a top flight breeding prospect, one with proven stakes class and a pedigree to match, go to Barn 5 and the consignment of Pope McLean, Crestwood Farm agent. For instance, hip number 62 is Fortune Pearl. She won the Grade 2 Delaware Oaks. She earned over $347,000. She's being offered as a racing or breeding prospect. Hip number 64, out of Keeneland, is free as a bird, a stakes winner at Keeneland, Belmont, Saratoga. She's just 6 years old. She's earned over $576,000. Hip number 131 is a graded stakes winner. She's a 4 years old. She's by Kitten's Joy, champion sire. Hip number 173, Rusty Slipper, 5 years old, won graded stakes, placed in grade one stakes. And all four of these racing and breeding, one of them racing and breeding, and breeding prospects have great pedigrees, loaded with stakes class. In the same consignment, you find weanlings by Kittens, Joy, Go Zepper, Violence, Looking at Lucky, all with superior black type pedigrees. Outstanding consignment from Pope McLean, Crestwood Farm agent. Once again, they're in Barn 5 out at Keeneland. Now, there are more at Keeneland from the same consignment coming up in later sessions. Actually, the first one that they're going to offer, though, is on Sunday over at Fazy Tipton. It's hip number 131, and that's a mare named Taste Classy Lady. She's just 4 years old. She's by Fleet Alex. She's a half-sister to Taste of Paradise, a grade one winner, millionaire. He also placed in the Breeders' Cup Sprint. And Taste Classy Lady is in foal to champion Shanghai Bobby from a February cover. Now, for more, call the farm at 859-252-3770, or you can go to the website, crestwoodfarm.com.
Now, back to Horsetails with Ursula Ellis.
All right, Jackie, you want to do some announcements and such stuff like that, Aaron?
Yeah, this is pretty cool. Keeneland's employee of the day is Tony Zupanic.
Zupanic.
That's Rusty's father-in-law.
Oh.
He greets everybody with a smile at the bottom of the escalator during the meet. He's a great employee, and what he did, this is pretty cool. Some little girl got her boot stuck in the escalator, and he hit the shutdown button and saved that little girl. Quick action and clear thinking. Paid off.
Oh.
As well as he saved that little girl from severe injuries, and that's a truth. Those things can be dangerous. Thank you, Tony, for being above and beyond to help the Keeneland patrons. That's pretty cool.
He'll be out there today
watching for little girls getting stuck in the escalator. Me too. I could get stuck in an escalator. All righty, Ro.
No comment.
Okay. Tuesday, October 27th at 3 o'clock at the Kentucky Horse Park, they're going to unveil a new memorial statue of Champion Cigar. It's going to be at Cigar's gravesite at the Hall of Champions, and it features Cigar and Jerry Bailey winning the 95 Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Classic. He died last year. He was at the horse park for the rest after he retired from racing. He was 24, and that's a good age for, you know, that's really nice. Okay, the Thoroughbred Farm Manager Club of the Year Award goes to Gary Bush, a neighbor of ours. He's the farm manager at Denali Stud, sort of catty corner from us. He's the winner this year, and it's given on quality and success of management, service to the community, involvement in the KTFMC, and he's worked 30 years in the thoroughbred business. And he worked for Three Chimneys and Windstar, and now he's at Denali. He's a real nice guy. So they'll have a dance, and Christmas dance in his honor. Okay, why do I have... Oh, open house. Adina Stallions will have an open house during the sale Saturday, November 7th and Sunday, November 8th from 10 till 2. You don't need an appointment. Just show up. Check out the many wonderful stallions also at Adina Springs. Now, another open house, Spendthrift. Fasig Tipton in November sale from Sunday, November 1st through Friday, November 13th from 1 to 3 every day. Lunch is served. So, okay, you got 12 days of lunch, 13 days of lunch on Spendthrift Farm from Sunday, November 1 through the 15th, 1 to 3 daily. I like that lunch served part. I may have to swing by there. They're always real friendly, and, you know, they'll bring the stallions out and all that good stuff. Let's see. Also, Tuesday, October 27th from 7 to 9, Fasig Tipton Ballroom. An evening with Team American Pharaoh. So, it's $75 a person. Includes cocktails and hors d'oeuvres. Tickets. Go to the Thoroughbred Charities of America. This is a fundraiser. Thoroughbred Charities of America raises all this money, and they divvy it up to the right people. I mean, they're, you know, you want to do it right. So there is a number, 276-4989 or tca.org on the internet. I already said Spendthrift's open house. I have two copies of that. Maybe I should go twice. And today at the horse park and tomorrow is the Sport of Kings to the Kings of Sport Thoroughbred Makeover and National Symposium presented by Thoroughbred Charities America. And www.retiredracehorseproject.org. They have all kinds of stuff. These are all thoroughbreds, all OTTBs, which means off-track thoroughbreds. It started yesterday and it goes through tomorrow. They will have, and they had yesterday, barrel racing, competitive trail riding, dressage, eventing, field hunter, freestyle, polo, show hunter, show jumper, and working ranch. Because they're telling you that thoroughbreds can do anything other horses can do and do it better. And look better, too, I must add. Okay, November 7th and 8th is Lakeside Arena down, at the exit of the Frankfurt exit off I-64 is Lakeside Arena. They're having a hunter jumper show 7th and 8th. Now, okay. There is a new vocation luncheon Thursday, the 29th, coming up, honoring new vocations Breeders' Cup pledge participants. Oh, going to have an exclusive luncheon with good food. So, sponsored by Daily Racing Farm, Fasig Tipton, and Whole Foods Market. So, there you are. Contact Anna at horseadoption.com. That's the new vocations lady. That's Anna at horseadoption.com.
Well, Ms. and Maz decide the winners of three Breeders' Cup races. That's quite an accomplishment. He decided seven grade one winners. He decided a champion two-year-old, a filly they went on as a three-year-old to win a classic race. But what I like most is the fact that Ms. and Maz sires hard-hitting runners that not only compete at the highest level, they win sprinting, they win going long, and they win on every conceivable type of racing surface. Ms. and Mass, son of champion Sire Cozine, has a pedigree that offers an outcross to Northern Dancer, Mr. Prosper, and Bull Ruler Line Mares. Winner of grade one stakes sprinting on the dirt, winner of graded stakes on grass going long. Ms. and Mass stands at Judmont Farm. That's, of course, the home also of the proven grade one sire First Defense, a graded winner, grade one winner by Unbridled Song out of Empire Maker's grade one winning half-sister, Honest Lady. She's by Seattle Slough. Fantastic pedigree. For more on the Judmont Stallions, call Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry at 859-272-7629. Take a look at the website, judmont.com. Well, last week in Belmont Park, the Grade 2 Futurity Stakes was won by Annual Report, a two-year-old colt bred by Gainesway Thoroughbreds right next door here. And at Santa Anita, the Speakeasy Stakes went to Toes on Ice, a two-year-old colt bred by Lackland Farm. Congratulations to Gainesway Farm and Lackland Farm, valued customers of McCauley Brothers. So far in 2015, runners raised on products from McCauley Brothers have won 166 stakes. 84 of those were graded stakes, including 30 grade 1 stakes. You raise them the right way on the farm, and they'll give you their best at the races. McCauley Brothers was the first feed mill in the nation to produce products only for the horse. And this single-minded devotion to the horse has paid dividends down through the years for those who use their products. At the races and at the sales, the record speaks for itself. To join the winning team, get in touch with Mike Warren or David Longmire at 859-873-3333. Check the website at McCauleyBros.com. You're always welcome to stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. McCauley Brothers, where, for many years, it's always been about the horse. All right. The Daily Racing Form Sunday edition is now on your newsstands. And you can't miss this one. It's the Breeders' Cup Week and the November Sales Preview Edition. And it's just stacked full of stuff. There's major racing, major sales collected, Clyde out at Keeneland. There's an article. And the logistics of that is how they put all this together, what they have to do to get it together. Joe Nevels is writing about it, and you need to read that. Hip number numbers to watch at the Keeneland and the Fasig Tipton November breeding stock sales are pointed out to you. The Breeder Cup contenders that add luster to both sales, article by Nicole Russo written about that. Community events that surround the Breeders' Cup, the first year weanling sires of represented at the sales. Articles on the leading first crop sire, with one featuring Uncle Mo. John Sparkman's writing about the effect of Breeders' Cup races on the sales. So you really need to go to that. Now, one other thing, you can get the official Breeders' Cup Advanced Access Package. All the handicapping tools and analysis that you need from the most trusted source, that's Daily Racing Form, where else? And newspaper customers save instantly with an addition of 20% off. So go to drf.com/BCPack. drf.com/BCPack and get that. Go ahead, Jackie.
Also, on the Monday edition of the Daily Racing Form, they are introducing, first time ever, the Daily Racing Form digital paper. It reads like a newspaper, and you can search like on a website. There's two editions now available. They got the daily digital edition, PPs and analysis for 3 to 4 major tracks, and they have the weekly Saturday preview, stakes preview, PPs and analysis for major Saturday stakes races. So to find out more and subscribe, go to drf.com/paper.
Wow. Okay, that's a Daily Racing Form. America's Bible.
Racing.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursa Lele.
And Jackie just pointed out that's Racing Bible.
Yes.
Well, I was reading the racing form wrong before I was reading the Bible.
Right, I know. That's how we all learn base 8.
Yeah,
8 furlongs equals 1 mile.
All right. Do you want to go on for a while?
Yes, please.
All right.
Okay. Papa John's Pizza has teamed up with the Breeders' Cup and the Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance to support what? Thoroughbred Aftercare. Of course, the Breeders' Cup is Friday and Saturday, October 30 and 31 at Keeneland. So Papa John's is got a pizza that's a real good I love their pizza. So what can I tell you? So beginning, let's see, it's already going on If you'll go to PapaJohns.com and enter promo code TAA13, Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance 13, to receive one large two-topping pizza and garlic or cinnamon knots. I'm so hungry. For just $13, with a dollar from each pizza goes to the Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance. So, it's Lexington and Louisville's doing this, and Papa John's is a proud sponsor of the Breeders' Cup World Championships. Now, let's see. Oh, Ted Bassett, of course, connected with Keeneland for so many years, is getting the Racetrack Chaplaincy of America's 13th Annual White Horse Award. It's going to be at a luncheon. It's going to be 10:30 at the Campbell House on October 29th. That would be Thursday. And he, you know, he, this is a good award. He played a significant role in the ministry of Racetrack Chaplaincy, helped launch it, and all kind of good stuff. So if you want to go, call 410-7822. Now, they're going to have the 4th Annual Bergstein Award. Sounds like something at Fasig Tipton, November the 12th. They're going to feature, he's with Team Valor, and they're going to talk about, they're going to talk about racetrack medication and stuff. So that should be a good one. So if you want to check that out. And like I said, this weekend in the Rolex, today's 24th, Halloween camp out. Good luck with that. And what is going on also is the Haggard Mid-South 3-day event and team challenge. I'm talking about the horse park, of course. That is at the Hunter Jumper Complex, the Dressage Complex, and the Cross Country Course. They take up a lot of room, don't they? And the Halloween camp out is at the horse park, just for the campers. USMGA Fall Finale U.S. Championship Final is today and tomorrow at the Rolex Stadium. And at the same time, today and tomorrow, Thoroughbred Makeover in the covered arena. Now, also what's going on is the CP National Horse Show that goes through November 1st. That's in the Alltech Arena. That's one of the world's oldest horse shows, started in the 1800s at Madison Square Garden and has finally landed here for like about 3 years. So, there you go.
You know, Jackie can bet the Breeders' Cup races here. And you're not going to be able to get to Keeneland unless you...
No, you can't bet out there.
Unless you parachute in.
That's right. Everybody's being bussed in. You have to go, let's see, where all do you go? Some bank and a horse park and somewhere else.
I don't know.
And then you get a shuttle and you go to Keeneland that way.
They still show it on TV, though.
And so there you are.
But anyway, you can bet it right here.
This is the best.
Right here at the Thoroughbred Center.
Yeah.
And just go to the main office.
And while you're here, you can buy planks and posts.
Yeah, we just bought some.
Bought some, and they're painting our fences.
Doing a great job painting our fences.
Beautiful job.
I mean, they put it on there, too. I mean, there's no skimping.
No, they did a great job.
Yeah.
So... finally getting that done.
Yeah.
Before they fall down. Yeah, well, something has to hold them up. You know, you put on a good thick thing of paint and they stick together. If one goes down, though, they all go down. All right.
Well, let me
go to you and then back to me.
Okay. Well, Albertus Maximus won the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. Nair's first foals are 2-year-olds and he's out a stakes winner, plus another that's placed in graded stakes. Stand at Shadwell Farm if you'd like to breed to a winner of a Breeders' Cup race that is siring first crop two-year-old show and run. Call stallion manager Ken Barnes at Shadwell Farm. Here's his number, 859-224-4585. Always ask about breeding incentives. Also standing at Shadwell is grade one winner De Hare. He's by Awesome Again. Awesome Again, of course, is side four Breeders' Cup champion. In fact, his partner has won more money in Breeders' Cup races than any other sire in the world. De Hare has already sired important stakes winners. I like him. He's been represented by stakes horses every year since his retirement. Then, if you're looking for pure speed, Intadab. Aside graded stakes winners at the sprint distances, and he, like Albertus Maximus and De Hare, stands at Shadwell Farm. Ken Barnes' number again, 859-224-4585, and check the website at shadwellfarm.com.
Want unlimited access to pedigrees for more than 2 million foals? Then Brissette.com's American Produce Records is for you. Updated in real time and available on demand, go to Brissette.com/APR. Optimized for tablet and mobile, Brissette.com's APR online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on nearly every North American thoroughbred dating back more than a century. Race records, public auction prices, pedigree statistics, and more, all included for $275 per year. Visit Brissette.com/APR and discover why the APR has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations, and why a new generation is using APR online.
Well, the first foals by Painter are weanlings. He covered 127 mares in his first season at stud. And you'll have the opportunity to look some of them over at the upcoming breeding stock sales. Painter was a dominant winner of the Grade 1 $1 million Haskell Invitational. He went 9 furlongs and won 48-4, posted a 107 buyer. He came within a neck of winning the classic Grade 1 Belmont Stakes. Came back at 4 to post the fastest buyer under a mile of the year, a brilliant 114. At retirement, he had won a place in 5 graded stakes, 3 Grade 1, for earnings of over $1,100,000. Now, Painter is the fastest son of Breeders' Cup Classic winner Awesome Again since Breeders' Cup Classic winner and top sire Go Zapper. And his dam is a full sister to 2-time Breeders' Cup Classic winner and leading sire Tis Now. Painter earned the respect of the racing world when he came back to the races after a near-fatal illness to perform with courage and class. Stands at Windstar Farm, $20,000 to win a foal, stands and nurses. Inquiries to Kyle Wilson, Sean Tugel, or Carolyn Walsh at 859-873-1717. See the website, windstarfarm.com.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursulelis.
Hi, Jackie.
Okay, I got lots of announcements. I mean, lots.
Go ahead. I got a tickle in my throat anyway.
Oh, good. The third annual sporting art auction featuring fine sporting art, American paintings, and sculpture will be held November 18th at the Keeneland Sales Pavilion that features, one of them is John Frederick Herring Sr., painting, he lived 1795 to 1865's gorgeous painting of the Honorable John Petrie's Brown Colt at Stapleton Park in Yorkshire. That is just gorgeous. He painted that in 1823. Wow. Anyway, it's at Keeneland. It's at the Sales Pavilion. If you want more information, call Keeneland. 233-3856. If you want to get somebody a real uptown snazzy Christmas present, go out there. Okay, I was talking about the CP National Horse Show at the Alltech Arena. Starts Tuesday, goes through Sunday, November 1st. I mean, this is amazing that everything's going on in this town in 1 week. It's Hunter Jumper, full array of Hunter Divisions, junior and amateur owner jumpers, the top open jumpers from the USA and around the world, and the McClay National Championship. It's consistently ranked as one of the top shows in the United States, and last year was voted Horse Show of the Year by the National Show Jumper Hall of Fame. It starts, every day they've got like 15,000, 35,000, all this big time money, 180,000 in prize money. It's, the open international open jumpers will compete for almost $500,000, while the top run rated hunter sections have a total purse of $195,000. Woo! And $130,000 in total is offered to amateur owner and 25 jumper. Wait! In addition, the Budweiser Clydesdale will be there performing on Friday evening at the conclusion of the show, probably be about 8:30. And They're going to be there on Saturday about 5 o'clock in the afternoon and on Sunday at noon. They're going to be stabled in the big barn, and there'll be shuttles taking you back and forth. And not only that, while you're out there, they are going to have big TV screens and stuff so you can watch the Breeders' Cup while you're out there at the horse shows at the horse park. It's going to be a lot. And, of course, all week long there are concerts and
they'll have parking
parties.
Too.
Yeah, they'll have parking. And they've got parking out there. Yeah, it's one of the places that you have to go to get a shuttle. One of them is the bank up here on North Broadway, Whitaker Bank.
Not the ballpark?
Yeah, I think the ballpark.
Oh, not the bank, but the ballpark.
Oh, well, Whitaker Bank ballpark. How's that? Did I straighten that out
there's
enough?
There's a little bit of difference.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I'd hate to send people to all the banks around town. That wouldn't work. Also, today, right about as getting ready as we speak, it's the blessing for the Woodford Hounds down at Shaker Village. It's always beautiful, you know, and fox hunters ride and everything. They won't even notice that it's raining. Nobody will pay the least bit of attention to that, so that's okay. Now, Sunday, November 1st, this is a wonderful thing. At Masterson, Sunday, November 1st, 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., it's the Hunter Pace. Pace Division for jumping, non-jumping, and trail riders. It's low-key, a lot of fun. It's meant to be fun for all types of riders. It's like a fox hunt without the hounds. Competitors ride in teams of 2, 3, or 4. You don't have to pre-enter. Entries accepted the day of the pace, and registration is at 9 a.m. This is fun. This is laid back. Go to MET Facebook page, Masterson Equestrian Test Facebook page, and check it out. Also, we are out here at the Thoroughbred Center. I want to mention fence supplies. And I also wanted to mention Arlington Tree Service. We're going to have a lot of wind Wednesday. If you have any winds with problems with your trees, you call Arlington Tree Service. That's Kenny Littrell, 293-0288.
Well, Sunday at Santa Anita, the Speakeasy Stakes was won by Toes on Ice. 2-year-old colt in the first cup by Arch Arch Arch. Toes on Ice spent at 6 furlongs and 109-3 to win by 4.25 lengths. Over Street Vision by Street Sense with a Blame Colt, Blame It on the Law, third. The Speakeasy was the second straight stakes victory for Toes on Ice. He won the Barrett's Juvenile Stakes on September 20. Bred in Kentucky by Lackland Farm and trained by Bob Befford, he was sold as a yearling at Keeneland for $110,000. Then he RNA'd for $340,000 at the Barrett's March sale. Arch 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 is also the sire of Next Shares, second in the grade 2 with anticipation stakes at Saratoga of Go No Go, winner of 2 of his 3 starts, and second in the Oklahoma Classy Lassie Stakes at Remington, and of the maiden special winners at Del Mar, Saratoga, Keeneland, Delaware, Churchill Downs. At the races, first crop 2-year-olds have come out running. That bodes well for the future because Arch 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 descends from the stamina sire line of Arch, fee $40,000, Chris S., Roberto. Grade 1 winner, Arch Arch Arch, $5,000 payable when the foal stands in nurses, and he's eligible for Spendthrift's Popular Breed Secure program. Better book now while you can. Call Des Dempsey, Brian Lyle, or Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030 and see the website spendthriftfarm.com.
Now, back to Horsetails with Ursa Lelle.
All righty, I want to talk about First Flight, who won the Futurity Stakes in New York, beating the boys. In 1946, she was the champion 2-year-old filly of her year. And I hope I can get through this. I don't know if my voice is going to stand up long enough to do it or not.
Want me to read it?
No. I don't think so.
Can't you just talk about her?
Well, I can talk about her a little bit.
Yeah, tell me her race record and all that good stuff.
Okay. I've got a tickle in my throat for some reason. I don't know why. But anyway, she was a foal in 1946. She was by Mahmood at a fly swatter by Diestonk. And
out of fly swatter?
Fly swatter was her name.
Good night, nurse.
Well, anyway, Mahmoud, of course, was the English Derby winner that stood Rank's door over here at Mr. C.V. Whitney's farm, buried right over there, as a matter of fact. And she was bred and owned by Mr. C.V. Whitney and trained by Sylvester E. Veach. And I knew Mr. Veach pretty well. I tell a funny story about it, but I won't. I'll go ahead.
Oh, it must be dirty.
No, well, no, it's not too bad. I don't know. But, well, anyway, Carter Thornton, who owned three main stud, I can tell you this story, down in Bourbon County. And he and Silveach were good buddies, you know, and everything. And Silveach had a lead pony that was getting a little old, and he wanted to retire him, so... you know, he would send him over to Carter and send him a little board money and something like that, you know. And, Carter was a fun guy. I mean, I love Carter. And, excuse me. Anyway, I saw him a couple of years out later, you know. I knew that he had that pony out there anyway, but I was talking to Carter out at Keeneland. And I said, Carter, you still got that pony, of lead pony of Silveach's? He says, oh, yeah. I said, I've still got him out there farming. So he's still playing board on that horse? Yeah, he pays a little bit. He says he got a deal on it, but he's paying a little bit, you know. I said, well, you know, somebody said that pony died a couple of years ago and that you're still collecting board on him. He said, damn, Ursel, you know. So anyway, I saw him about a week later. He came up to me and says, damn you anyway. He says... You know, that pony lived 3 days after you said that.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, so anyway, that was him. That was Mr. Silveach, who trained First Flight. She was a... Mahmoud, of course, is buried right over here next door at the Gainesway Farm now.
Don't they name that... Isn't that entrance to Gainesway called Mahmoud?
Well, they've got one of those over there. It was named Mahmoud. And another one is, they named them all after the, you know, different things. La Troyenne is one, I know, you know, that they named them after that. But she was the champion two-year-old of her year. And she won that year and beat the colts in the futurity. She also won the matron. She won the Astoria and the Fashion Stakes. Ran second in the juvenile. She won the Mammoth Oaks as a three-year-old. And as a four-year-old, she won the Fall Highweight Handicap once again, beating males, placed in a bunch of stakes. She was a top-class race mare. She was a disappointment when they retired as a broodmare. She just had four foals, two winners. They bred her to Counterpoint first, which she got in foal anyway, because he didn't do very well as a stud. You know, he had fertility problems. And she was then her third foal was a filly by Polynesian. A Polynesian stood Mr. Iodrama's Gallagher Farm, which is a training center now over on, what do they call that training center? Mike, what do they call that training center over there on the Russell K. Road? Victory something.
Victory Haven.
Victory Haven, anyway. Anyway, that needs to be, that's where Polynesian stood. And incidentally, the dam of Native Dancer was boarded right across the street at Dan Scott's farm, and they just, all they had to do is walk her across the street, you know, to be bred to Polynesian, who was a top class sprinter and won the Preakness, as a matter of fact. But anyway, she was a dam. Virgin Isle was a dam of a stakes place horse called Crewman's Isle. She was grand dam of a stakes winner named Mayo Strike. She also had. She produced her second foal was Rank and File, a filly by a colt. It was by colt, by Phalanx. And he also stood over here at Mr. C.V. Whitney's farm right across the road. And he's buried over there, too. He was stakes place. And she had a fisherman colt a few years later. The last foal that she had, incidentally, was a winner in 9-1-9. He was by Phalanx. And fisherman... was a stayer. They sent him over to run in the Ark, as a matter of fact, ran out of the money, but they sent him over there to run, and he was He didn't sigh much of anything. Phalanx was got some runners, but Fisherman didn't anyway. But all those horses are buried right over there at what is now Gainesway Farm. And as I said, she was a really a good race mare. But anyway, she had been bred by Harry Payne Whitney, but he had passed away, and he had inherited C.V. Whitney had inherited Flyswatter, who was the dam of First Flight, and also he inherited the Top Flight. Now, that was a good way to start out.
Yeah.
And a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Buckets of money.
Yeah.
Trainloads of money. Good, good, good.
Top Flight was a champion two-year-old filly. She, filly of her year, she was the she was a top filly in 1930. I believe that's right. 1930, I believe she was a champion two-year-old filly. She was by a horse named Distonc. D-I-S-D-O-N-C. That's the way I always pronounce it. I don't know how. He wasn't much of a stud horse, but he got her. And he was also the dam of the broodmare sire of First Flight, as far as that goes. But he stood down at Claiborne Farm. And maybe I shouldn't have knocked him, you know.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, that was basically the story of First Flight. I just got a couple of minutes here. Let me give you the winners that came out of the training center. I missed it last week, so we've had a passel of them. So let me give you those before I go off. Make up for missing them last week. Maria Prinzon had a winner, saddle winner down at Mountaineer. Matt Frazier had a quarter horse to win at Indiana. Brian Michael had a winner out of Keeneland. Luis Jurado had a winner at Mountaineer. Eduardo Cardamore had a winner at Mountaineer. Luis Jurado saddled another one at Mountaineer. Tommy Short had a winner at Indiana Downs. As a matter of fact, we had three at Indiana Downs that day. The third race, Tommy Short saddled the winner. Then Scooter Hughes saddled Becknerville. Becknerville's won a bunch of races.
Good.
For Scooter. And also that same day, Matt Frazier won another quarter horse race. And let's see, Scott Moran. I always want to. He puts his name down as Scott now, and everybody calls him Scotty.
Well,
getting real fluting, high fluting on us.
Or growing up.
Jim Rankin saddled a winner. Michael Ann Ewing saddled a winner. Jim Rankin had another one. Chuck Peary at Keeneland, Eduardo Caramore, and Dane Kubisky, and another one by Matt Frazier. That's three for him. That music means it's time for me to spit out the bits, so that's what I'm going to do.
Do that.
Stay tuned now for the Cameron Mills Show. And
see you at Keeneland.
See you at Keeneland, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, I'll see you guys.